not all readers are leaders, but all leaders are readers. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn about the many benefits that come along with the habit of being a reader. Enjoy.
Around March 2015, a little more than 4 years ago, I made the commitment that I would read a book a week for the rest of that year. And looking backwards, it's the best decision that I made in my entire life. Let me explain. I was in my second year of college here in Argentina studying business, and I hated every single class. The books we were reading were not up to date, the professors didn't make classes interesting, and I wasn't really learning at all. I remember feeling that I was wasting my life going there, memorizing and learning stuff that didn't have any practical applications in the real world nor in my personal development. I couldn't wait 3 years till I graduated to change my situation, and that's when I decided to take responsibility for my own learning and started reading a book a week. To be completely honest, in the beginning it was not easy at all. Since it was a habit that I was implementing, it took a lot of work to get it rolling. I recall choosing the book I was going to read on Sundays, counting the pages and divided that number by 7 to know how many pages I had to go through each day to finish it before the week ended. And this was difficult for the first 2 months, I would say, but after that implementation and suffering period, things started to change. Reading stopped being something I had to do and became an activity I was looking forward to. And I remember taking my books to class and read while the professor was lecturing. And the hour dedicated to reading began passing faster and faster. And after a year, I had to buy a Kindle since I was moving to California and I couldn't move 50 books around. There's a spark of curiosity that I believe is inherent to each and every human being. And unfortunately, schools and universities don't do a good job to ignite it and make it grow. The system seems to be designed to take the life out of learning, and we end up associating it with boredom and apathy. But when I started reading on my own, this spark lighted up and began expanding, little by little. And even though the first books I read were about personal development and business, my interest grew to physics, mathematics, philosophy, meditation, biographies, and even history, which was my least favorite subject in high school. I realized that everything, every subject and topic can be fascinated if it's taught in the right way, by the right people. And just like that, a whole new world of possibilities and opportunities opened in front of my eyes. The days of boredom and struggle are over, and now I have more books to read than I have time, and my willingness to learn, my fascination with everything that happens around me, and my overall curiosity are getting bigger and bigger every single day. I've noticed several benefits after reading for a couple of months, and some of them I was not expecting. It may sound cheesy or weird, but my sense of the world around me expanded. I was not living in my own self-referential bubble anymore, where my concerns and interests were limited to my environment, culture, university, and friends. I noticed that when I started reading about different subjects like relationships, politics, and health, new roads to explore and think were created that didn't exist in my reality. Obviously, they were there, waiting to be discovered, but I was blind to them, I couldn't see them. For example, it never occurred to me that I could improve my relationships, or I could be more honest and the consequences of not being so. Concepts like anti-fragility, meditation, visualization, and much, much more were introduced to me that I would never realize for myself, and that was really, really powerful. This one goes hand in hand with the previous one. Just like if all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. When you're trapped in your own way of thinking and seeing of the world, you can only see problems and reality in just that way. After reading a bunch of books, learning new concepts, subjects, and point of view, I realized that I was thinking and analyzing problems in ways that my friends weren't. I didn't just understand stuff in one way, but in several, and everything was clicking and interrelating in my mind, almost automatically. How different would you approach a business problem, for example, if you also understood how scientific discoveries are being made, or you read biographies about successful entrepreneurs? Basically, books help you break from that inherent conceptual jail that we all live in. The more I read, specifically about psychology and meditation, the more I understood myself. I learned about motivation, self-deception, addiction, beliefs, paradigms, and mindsets, and how all of that influenced my life and the results I was able to achieve. And little by little, I became aware of the things that I was doing that were not serving me, and began to change them. Obviously, I have a long way to go, but it opened me the door of personal transformation, which was not part of my reality years ago. What I mean by this is that before, I didn't recognize what a human could accomplish in his or her life. My sense of possibility was constrained by my family and friends. And obviously, I knew about successful and famous people, but I wasn't holding that possibility for me. It never occurred to me that I could, with hard work and intelligence, achieve what I set my mind to. For the ones that are interested in beginning this journey, here are some tips that I found useful. Don't give it that much of a thought. Commit to reading a book a week for the first 2 months, no matter what. It will be hard in the beginning, but if you plow through, you'll find yourself waiting for your reading time. Don't make my mistake and begin with some complicated ancient philosophy book because a guy on YouTube told you to. It will bore you out of your mind and you'll never want to read again. Just pick a handful of books that you will enjoy and start with those. Your interest will grow over time naturally. You'll start reading more until one day you'll find yourself reading about physics or string theory. True story. So if you're deciding whether or not you should start reading, I fully recommend giving it a try for at least a couple of months. It will be hard and tedious at first, but if you stick with it, it will change you in ways that you cannot even imagine right now. And for me personally, I cannot picture how my life would look like now if I had not started reading 4 years ago. And for the future, I don't expect stopping anytime soon, and I'll probably do it until I die. I found that there's nothing more fun than learning new things and exploring the world around me.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.